take advantage of this fourth preseason game. You're obviously going to get a little bit more of an extended look. Some of the starters not going. We've seen in years past guys really take this opportunity to make a roster. How important is this game?
Oh, it's huge for me. I mean, me as far as me making the team and just me getting more experience as time goes on. I mean, this is a huge game for me to play and just make plays. So it's huge.
Now, Jim Colwell talked today about you kind of gaining some weight since you've been here.
Yeah.
How has that process gone? Has it been a pretty smooth process?
Yeah.
And how much weight have you gained?
I mean, like you said, the process has been good for me coming in. I came in around 278. Now I'm around 295 now, plus. So, I mean, like I said, they have everything provided for us to make me make gains and just be a part of this team. So
is that just a durability thing, how they want you to play, be more stout in the middle, or what was behind? What kind of how they sell that to you?
Yeah, I want to say it was more of a durability thing, me just gaining weight, be in those trenches and hang with those guards. So, I mean, that was the main focus. So, yeah.
How do you feel being that much heavier?
I feel fine. I feel the same. Still quick, still explosive. So, I mean, not too much of a change, just weight helps me stay sturdy on this double team, so everything's going good.
Obviously, you never want to see injuries, but with Hill going down, you obviously kind of step up there.
And
with some suspensions, it looks like they're going to have to rely on some guys. Just your mentality, your mindset, knowing that you're going to have to maybe step up and play a bigger role.
Mindset is always ready to go. I mean, I know the playbook, getting more down every day, just getting more experience. I mean, when times like this comes, it's best to take advantage of it. I know Jay Hill was a vet, great guy. But like you said, the advantage, I need to take control of it. So,
what about the rotations? I mean, guys obviously need to learn their spot in that. Are you doing the same, or maybe is your learning curve accelerated a little bit? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to say accelerated a little bit. Just my guys going down, I mean, I'm always in the playbook learning every play. It takes experience. Mm-hmm. It's experience on the field and just seeing different formations. So the more I get of that, I think the better I will be off.
Jeremiah, how different is the scheme than what you ran in college?
The scheme is different. No, Coach Chris, he wants us to attack. In college, I'm just more of a read guy. Let guys get on double teams on me and just hold them off for the linebackers. In this scheme, it's more productive for D-line to make plays by us attacking and penetrating. So I want to say that's the main difference.
I always wonder how they find read guys that they feel fit in here. What do they tell you about why they thought you'd fit in an attack scheme?
Just watching my film, they've seen I was an explosive type of dude. They know I was in a read stance, and they feel like if they get me to this different scheme that I can make production in the league. So,
when you got here, was there a particular technique that you liked right away just to kind of fit the way you like to play?
Yeah, I want to say the whole D-line, the scheme he has us in, just us leaning forward in that stance and just ready to fire off at any time. So I like that. It's huge for me.
When you first got here, I asked Bob Quinn what he saw for you, and he saw defensive tackle, and then obviously some injury situations. Yep. You were bouncing back and forth again, but do you feel like now tackle is the home for you?
I feel like it is. I mean, I feel like I can play all positions on the D-line now. So, I mean, whatever they need me at, that's what I'll do.